When I was young, I took a walk with my grandfather behind our cabin near the Copper River in Interior Alaska. I grew up on Otna homelands, and the woods behind our place were the old black spruce permafrost forests, the ground thick with old-growth moss. I remember we sank in the softness as we walked, me holding my grandfather's hand, him sinking to his shins with every step in the moss. My grandfather was Lakota, from Rosebud, South Dakota. His people came from rolling plains and tall grass, and he had never walked on earth like this. I remember sinking down in it and him saying that he wished he could take the moss home with him and pave the earth around his home with it, that he wished he could pave the whole world with it so that everyone could walk soft and not leave a hard trace. Hello, my name is Luann Hawkes. I'm the daughter of Harold and Sandra Hawkes, the granddaughter of Harold Redshirt Hawkes and Betty Hawkes, and of Maria Encarnacion Mora and Pausanias Lopez. I am Lakota and a tribal member of Rosebud Sioux Tribe of South Dakota. It is my honor to speak to you today to commemorate Domestic Violence Awareness and Action Month on behalf of South Central Foundation's Family Wellness Warriors Initiative. The Family Wellness Warriors Initiative exists to end domestic violence, child sexual abuse, and child neglect in the state of Alaska in this generation. While this is a lofty goal, it is one we will continue to lay down our lives to achieve because when we see statistics, we see the faces of our sisters, our brothers, our fathers, our mothers. We see the faces of the next generation. For me, I see the face of my baby girl. And I know she is worth fighting for. She is worth healing for. At South Central Foundation's Family Wellness Warriors Initiative, we believe that healing lies on the other side of sharing our stories, that everyone, those who harm and those who have been harmed, can heal and be restored in order to mend the sacred circle. When I think about that day walking in the moss with my grandfather and remember my grandfather's words, I think about the indigenous idea that we are all connected. My grandfather grew up in a boarding school. He knew the impact of walking hard upon the earth, of leaving marks of abuse and neglect. I think he was trying to teach me that day that the way we treat the earth, the way we treat each other, can either heal or harm. I think he was trying to teach me to walk soft in my relationships. To walk soft upon the land that I will leave for the generations after me. I confess that I don't always heed his wisdom, that sometimes I walk hard and leave a trace with my harsh words and actions. But I am healing. I am learning that I do not need to repeat cycles of harm. I do not need to carry forward the pain I was given, that I don't need to fight to survive. But through sharing my story, I can heal and I can thrive. The song I started with is a Lakota lullaby. I do not sing it well yet. I am learning. I am learning and singing it over my baby daughter who was born this pandemic year. I want her to hear these sacred passed down sounds and by hearing them, feel safe and grow strong. The words of this song are ones of hope, ones of promise, of a brighter future for the next generation. I think they are words my grandfather would have promised all his grandchildren and great-grandchildren and their children's children who would one day come. Ah, I say to you, listen, I am speaking. My kind-hearted little ones, rest. Tomorrow will be well. Ah, I say to you, listen, I am speaking. My kind-hearted little ones, rest. Tomorrow will be well.
Way.